Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the prayer line at blogtalkradio.com with Selena Pinkney coming at you live, the founder of the prayer line. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, hosts and hostesses, and prayer partners of the prayer line. And Monica has a day off today. We will be tuning in with you tonight with Pastor Richard Osazi out of Nigeria, currently calling in from Malaysia, and we're going to bring him on with us in just a second. But as we do that, I want to let you know that our topic for today is what favor can do. Yes, prayer partners, what favor from God can do. We want you to come and pray with us and find out. We want you to share your praise reports. Either here on live on the air every Sunday at 6:30 p.m., same time, same station, or send us your email, send us your inbox messages through our Facebook. Go and post your praise reports and testimonies on our page, Prayer Line. We're going to be praying for those from 9/11 that are still in mourning. We never forget where we come from, and we never forget what happened and hoped that that would not happen again in our country, as we love the United States. We also want to remember those that are celebrating. We want to tune in and plug into the favor and that we can recover. We can recover from whatever Satan tries to throw our way. Just as we recover from 9/11, we will recover from whatever else is coming down the pipe. So the Bible says you may stumble, but you will not fall. We have prayer requests for Shirley McNew-Mattingly out of Laurel County. She posted a prayer request earlier this week that her cousin's grandson, age 15 years old, died on September 9th. So she's asking that we pray for the family, for comfort, for his friends, family, and also for those still in mourning at the Laurel High School where he attended. Pastor A.F. Sagar, one of our hosts out of Pakistan, is also requesting prayer. He's hosting and assisting in a leadership training seminar. We also pray for him on the highways and byways, and we pray that the Lord will continue to touch his ministry and the orphanage that he runs out of Pakistan as well. We want to keep Micah in prayer. My son Micah did mention that there are people roaming the streets again, looking at kids, on getting on the school bus, getting off the school bus. And we just pray that the drivers will be mindful and not just answer any and every question that a complete stranger asks. We ask that you report anything strange that you see with school starting back. We need to keep a lookout for each other, for our kids and everyone else's. We pray that you keep Micah safe as he travels to and from school and the school bus stop. We're going to take a short break and bring in Pastor Rich and be right back at you. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Okay, and we're back with Pastor Rich joining us from Malaysia. And as we just read the prayer request, and Pastor Rich will take us into our opening and closing prayer, we did mention that was a prayer request from Shirley Mattingly out of Laurel County. She stated that her cousin's grandson died on September 9th. He was only 15 years old. She is asking for prayer for comfort for the family, friends, and his friends over at Laurel High School. We mentioned Pastor A.M. Sagar from Pakistan that runs the orphanage there. He's also one of our hosts on the prayer line, asking for prayer as he hosts a leadership training seminar with other pastors. We also want to remember John Zerbini that we had been praying for that was in and out of the hospital again recently. He's sharing a praise report on our page, and I'd like to just briefly read that before we go into prayer. And he shared this on September 7th, quote unquote, "I would like to thank each and every one of you who prayed for me while I was in the hospital and continue to pray for me. I'm far from normal. The hospital wanted me to stay until today, at least, as my blood pressure is still low. But I'm tired of being in the hospital, getting IVs, midlines, a deep IV, and PICC lines, an extremely long and deep line that can stay in for months. I'm tired of being alone. I'm just so very physically and mentally tired. The only things that keep me going is my true love for God, my unconditional love for my son, and all of you. How I found this site is definitely through God. It is as myself and Selena were in church and bumped into one another on the way out and began chatting. Then Selena told me about the prayer line. There are no chance meetings. God puts great people, such as Selena, in your path for a reason. He knows what you need. I am proud to call Selena my friend, my sister in Christ. I am so very fortunate that she led me to all of you. Know that even though I don't post that much, I pray for everyone every single day and night. Thank you also for the love and compassion for me. As you are there for me, I'll be there for you. Thank you again, and may God bless all of you and your families." So that, unquote, that is from John Zerbini from New Jersey that we've been praying for. One last thing that I wanted to share is a praise report that someone posted on our page, Pastor Rich. It was William Santos photos. And what happened was, I'm just going to read you what it has here, quote unquote, I'm quoting someone's post. "The devil tried to take my grandson Charlie out last night while he was waiting on a bus in L.A. or Los Angeles. Three perpetrators rolled by in a car and selected him as their next victim among the four people that was on the bus stop. They aimed and shot him in the head. God stepped in and caused the bullet to fragment and embed slightly in his eyebrow, reducing it to a small-sized nail hole, just big enough to remind my son he's in God's hands every time he looks in the mirror. Praise the Lord, if God is for us, who can be against us?" And this is William Santos' post with over 6,000 shares. And that's a praise report that was shared again on our page. I also ask that we remember Micah, my son, as I mentioned before, we brought Pastor Rich on the line for prayers as he travels on the highways and byways, on and off the school bus. Predators constantly lurking in the area, and lots of school bus stops and things of that nature. And he may have seen someone asking questions on one of the school buses and came and told me right away. So I will be driving my son to school and from school going forward until they catch the person. So we want to keep everyone in prayer that I just mentioned. And Pastor Rich will also be with us talking about what favor can do once we finish the prayer. He did mention earlier that he wants to share with us about how God was upon Joseph and also favor that God was upon Esther. So he may also touch on that. So, Pastor Rich, I'm going to turn it over to you now with the opening prayer for all those prayer requests first, and then if you want to lead us into our discussion for tonight regarding Joseph and Esther and God's favor.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Beloved, let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the King of Universe. The I Am That I Am, the Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Ebenezer, Jehovah Jireh. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praises, honor, and adoration. Lord, we thank you because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our life. We thank you, Lord, for leading us. We thank you, Lord, for going with us. We thank you, Lord, for leading us through. Father, we say, be thou exalted, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I brought all the requests, prayer requests that I brought unto you this evening, Lord, in the United States, Lord, unto you, Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the only God that can answer prayer. Lord, let all their requests be granted in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray as your servant, O Lord, every difficulties that they are facing through the requests that they have sent unto you, Lord, everlasting Father, I speak calm to their situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver those that is passing through affliction in the name of Jesus. Those that in the sick bed, O Lord, lay your hand of healing upon them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that need protection, Lord, release your angel to guide them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that need your favor, let your favor come upon them today in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, you are worthy of our prayer. Who is like unto you, Jehovah? You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are taller than the tallest. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our life. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You are the God of Daniel. You are the God of Moses. You are the God of Elisha and Elijah. Lord, you are still the same God of our days. You have never changed. And Lord, you say you will never change. Lord, I call upon you, Lord, because you said in your word, John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with you, and the word was you. Lord, we thank you because in the beginning you were our God. Lord, we thank you at this moment of the day, of the journey of our life, you still remain the same faithful God. Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. Lord, all these requests, O Lord, there shall be speedily testimony that will come out of it in the name of Jesus. You are the God that answers prayer. Let their prayer request be answered, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we continue the program, O Lord, go with us, O Lord. Lead us, O Lord. Holy Spirit of the living God, we cannot do without you. Holy Spirit of the living God, you are the chief host of the prayer line. Lord, we invite you. Come and take your preeminence control. Come and lead us, O Lord. Come and see us through, O Lord. Come and be with us, O Lord. Come and reign, O Lord, with us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you thanks. We give you praise. As we proceed, Lord, go with us. Lead us and see us through. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory be to God. That was a beautiful prayer, Pastor Rich. And I thank you for definitely being there with us. And if, for those of you that don't know Pastor Rich from the Blog Talk Radio spinoff talk show, he's been with the prayer line for over 2 years now. And we did start through a vision that I had as the founder, then kind of put it on all together on a page on social media, on Facebook, and then we are now here on the radio talk show every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone of the United States. Those of you that are going to be calling in, the number is 323-870-4054. Once again, that's 323-870-4054. And we are also inviting Pastor Rich to join us here in the United States very soon when we open up our own nonprofit center organization of the prayer line, physically manifesting into a place people can come to and grow and learn and do missionary works and lots more there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike. And we do have Monica that actually was able to tune in. She's listening in with us right now. And not sure if she'll be able to stay on the line because of other meetings going on right now. But if you're out there listening in, Monica, you want to say anything? You can certainly add something now. Did you want to add something?
I would like to send prayers to all the women and people of and men of the prayer line who are seeking employment and looking for their strengthening their home life and trying to get things straightened out for going forward for their futures. I know that we did place something on the prayer line about Amtrak hiring in all different states. I also want to also reach out and to plant a seed in anybody's heart that is missing someone today. I want you to just remember that we at the prayer line, we can't reach out to everyone, but we do reach out to as many as we can to extend our prayers and condolences. We also want to start remembering people's birthdays and birth announcements. We also want to remember that we should keep our children lifted up and in prayer. I was searching online the other day, and I did come across a horrible story of a 3-year-old child that was molested, raped by his mother's boyfriend. And the poor child was 3 years old, and he suffered a ruptured rectum, a ruptured spine, broken jaw, and 6 broken ribs. We have our children out here in this world today. I just want to ask God to put a hedge of protection around our children. Bless them in their going out and their coming in. We are entrusting them in this world, but we don't know who is out there that is pretending to be something. We ask God to reveal and open the eyes of the parents so they'll be able to see what is going on. And we just plant the right people in their lives, the teachers, the Bible study teachers, everybody that is an active role in their lives, to just keep open eyes and watchful and eyes and listening to what's going on and keep an eye on our children while our parents are not always there to see what's going on. But we just have to pray and keep them lifted up and covered in God's blood so that they'll know that they're protected and that we don't have to worry about all these things so much because we are children of the Most High God. And that our prayers of the righteous man are heard and answered, and that God is always watching. And there's a conscience that people should have before they do the things that they do with our children today.
Amen.
That's all I want.
Amen. And Pastor Rich, you wanted to, and amen. And I think that's a horrible thing
amen.
To have a 3-year-old. It's horrible. We have kids. I have a son. And our kids, we have to continue people praying every day. I was just sharing before Monica came on the line with the fact that there are predators in the area. And anytime
if Sister Monica can hear me, told her I sent her a message on inbox. There is a prayer that the Lord asked me to send for him in inbox. I send the prayer. It's like he doesn't deliver or maybe cannot be able to receive text message on the inbox. I try to reach her on the inbox because the Lord asked me to pray for her and I sent the prayer across to her. I think she didn't get it because I didn't say any amen respond back from her. Okay, Selena, continue.
Inbox, Monica, Rich.
Thank you so much. I'm going to check the inbox. I have a lot of things going on. Pastor Rich knows about things behind the scenes, which we keep confidential, but he knows what's going on, and I thank you so much for thinking of me and my son and what we're dealing with, and I am so blessed to have you for when we are along this journey as a wonderful asset.
We look forward to Pastor Rich coming aboard on our missionary prayer line center when we open very soon, within a year or less, or probably even 6 months. We definitely look forward to bringing Pastor Rich aboard if he's still willing to come in and do God's work here in the United States. Are you still willing, Pastor Rich?
I'm traveling soon to Nigeria.
Amen.
I have a program in Nigeria.
Okay, well, so he's doing Nigeria first, but I know with the grace of God, he will eventually make it to the United States at least for a visit. So we will keep Pastor Rich in prayer for that also. Amen. And Pastor Rich, you wanted to share with us the topic for tonight, what favor can do. You mentioned earlier.
Just praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, one thing you should know, a month, every month that you come through in life have a meaning. Like the month of September, what stands as a month of September, no matter how a lady, no matter how a woman will be pregnant, Bible makes us understand at the ninth month is a month that the whole world will congratulate such person. Whether it is time for due or it's not time for due, they will surely force the baby out. But one thing I want you to know, this month, every man, every woman that is hearing the sound of my voice, this is the month of congratulation. This is the month of favor. This is the month that the Lord has set aside to favor his people, to bless his people. It's like the days of Esther. Esther, when the favor of God come upon Esther, the Lord have to remove Mordecai for the favor of God to shine. Esther, that was Mrs. Nobody, become Mrs. Somebody in the palace. You know, when you talk about the favor of God, my beloved, my brother, my sister, pray in this month, let the favor of God come upon you. Today is just the 14th day of the month of September. Ask for the grace of favor. You, the brother and a sister that is hearing the sound of my word, in your place of work, you're supposed to be promoted, and you have not been promoted. Ask for the favor of God to come upon you. Whosoever that is sitting on your file of promotion, that the Lord should assist them so that your promotion can come to reality. I pray for every man, every woman that is seeking for the grace of favor to come upon them. Let that spirit of favor come upon them this morning in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation that they are passing through, I pray for the favor of God to come upon them. When the favor of God is upon you, the favor of God was upon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they know for sure that the favor of God is upon them, and they refuse to bow down for the king, for the idol of King Nebuchadnezzar. I pray for the favor of God to come upon every man and woman that is hearing the sound of my voice, especially my sister Monica. Whatever situation that the devil thought that they are using against you to challenge your spiritual life and your spiritual faith, I pray for the favor of God that wipe away tears. That same favor of God will come upon you today, at the 14th day of the month of September, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every man, every woman, every member of prayer line, those that is not a member of prayer line, and they are hearing the sound of our voice, I pray also once again for them. Whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever pain, whatever discouragement that you are facing in life, I pray for you today. The set time has come for men and women will congratulate you in the name of Jesus. As the Lord has given us and he has shown us the way of the month of September as a month of congratulation, I pray for every one of you. You shall be congratulated. In your place of work this month, you shall be congratulated. In your place of business, you shall be congratulated. In your marital life, you shall be congratulated. Whatever you lay in your ministry, whatever you lay your hand upon, this month of September is your month of congratulation. It's your month of delivering. Every blessing that you are carrying that have not come to manifestation in this month, the Lord will force them to be delivered unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Back to you, Sister Selena.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rich, and thank you, Monica, for being with us tonight on the prayer line, making this possible, coming from the United States, reaching out to where Pastor Rich is, all the way in Malaysia, from Nigeria to Malaysia. We have Brother Nathan from Kenya that's most likely tuning in right now also. We have Sister Evelyn from Zambia probably tuning in. People from all over. We have Candace Messiah from California. Lots of people from all over. Definitely share one praise report with you. I've already shared the praise report of the young man that was shot in the head at the bus stop, and it grazed his eyebrow and embedded in the eyebrow, which spared his life. So he lived to tell about it. So that's one praise report I shared earlier. Now, this last praise report that I'm going to share is posted on our page as well on the prayer line on the social media, Facebook. Adun Bohan. And their name shall be called, and I'm quoting people, their name shall be called Aluwa Segun, Aluwa Siyun, and Aluwa Siyi. A wonderful God you are to us. The God of all perfection gave us victory over barrenness after 13 years, so shall our God do for all the waiting couples in Jesus' name. And this was shared with an African couple that gave birth to triplets. After they were not able to have kids for 13 years, God has blessed them with three beautiful babies. And if you want to see their pictures, go to the prayer line on social media on Facebook. Keep scrolling and you will see them in their beautiful African garments with their three beautiful babies, one boy and two girls, I'm assuming, because one hat has blue, has pink. The other two have pink. So two girls and one boy. So that is our praise report for tonight. I will also ask you to keep me in prayer that I am having surgery coming up. And so keep me in your prayer, and I'm sure that I will be back at you when I come out of the hospital. You will be the first people that I call and let you know my praise report. So anything you want to add to that, to anything else before we close out? We have about 1 to 2 minutes left over. Pastor Rich?
No.
Monica?
I just want to keep our families, single mothers and fathers and parents up in prayer as we approach our holidays and our daily events that we're doing, that we always are mindful to pray with our children when they wake up and pray with them before they go to bed. The same way we ensure that they have a balanced meal, we have to feed the body as well as the soul so they can have a balanced day, which is fed spiritually as well as nutritiously, so that we'll be strong in the Lord as well as strong in whatever we're doing. And we have a conscious mind of what we're doing in this world, and that we have God's guidance and His protection in all that we do.
Okay, great. One last thing I'd like to add, prayer partners listening in, is that there are some out there that may be a little timid and shy about calling into the live radio show, but keep in mind that you can always reach out to us by inbox. I have called a few people off the air, and I've made lots of friends all over the world. And so you may not necessarily see me posting a lot on some days, but I definitely do check my inbox messages. If it's a personal prayer request, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to Pastor Rich. You can reach out to Monica. There are hosts on the prayer line with me, along with Samantha and Valerie and LaWanna and Sherelle. So definitely reach out to us and keep posting and keep clicking on like and supporting everyone that posts on there. Keep your prayer requests coming in. Keep listening in. If you're not able to listen in live, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. All of the shows are recorded. And we invite you to invite a friend to post with you, either on Facebook or just listen in to one of our shows on the talk show. So we thank you for tuning in with us. Again, we will see you again, same time, same station, next week on Sunday, 30 p.m.
We have a quick second to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say, excuse me for cutting you off. I just want to encourage others also that the radio cannot see what you're doing. It's just a open attempt to add. Speaking positive and encouraging others through voice instead of just being online. It's not like you have to worry about what you have on or what people are going to think about you, because of the Bible that says, if you abide in me, then I abide in you. If you are ashamed of me and you hide what you're feeling and you just don't reach out, there's a blessing out here. You might be doing something by your blessing somebody else's day, by sharing your story. Perhaps there's something that they need to hear, a voice behind the word. People read it, but they may not click on it until you get a voice behind it. Sort of like meeting a person for the first time. It's an opportunity to boldly go and reach out to God and others and connect with others and be a positive impact that you can leave on people's lives every day. It's something to think about. You got to be so shy and step out on faith. Be confident and just go for it. Don't be ashamed or afraid of what people will think. Because if God thought that way about us, where would we be? That's all I wanted to say.
That's right. You come as you are. And definitely be encouraged. Be of good courage. Press down, shake it together, and run it over with favor, as Pastor Rich was talking about earlier in our topic of the day, what favor can do. And so keep that in your heart and in your minds, ladies and gentlemen and prayer partners. When we end this call, it doesn't just end with the call. It should continue being in your mind and in your heart and in your soul about what favor can do. When the devil tries to mess with your mind and tell you don't have faith or don't have courage, you tell him, you know what, I serve the highest of the high, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You pick up the Bible and start praying a prayer. Start calling on the name of Jesus, and there is nothing that the devil can do to you. And I will close out with Psalm 27. This is one of my favorite prayers. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in his shelter of his sacred tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord add a mighty blessing. And for those of you that like that prayer, you can continue reading it in Psalm 27 in any Bible. Thank you and good night. Have a blessed day, Pastor Rich and Monica. Thank you for joining me here at Blog Talk Radio, The Prayer Line. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely.